The second event, which occurred in the 370s, is even more dramatic still than the rebirth of the Athenian Empire. In 371, the Spartan army was defeated in battle at Leuctra. And this defeat is probably the single most telling and important military engagement in Greek history, aside from, say, the Persian Wars. After this defeat, Sparta was never the same again. Sparta was invaded by the Theban army, and it was the first time in hundreds of years that foreigners had actually invaded the territory of Sparta and Laconia. And much more importantly, the Thebans then set about releasing the Messenian Helots, that subject population, which was the very basis of Spartan society and Spartan order. These Messenians were brought back to their ancestral territory to the west of Sparta, and there a new city was founded for them at the foot of Mount Euthome. The new city was called Messene. The larger territory is Messenia. And it is a foundation in 369 performed for the Messenians by the Theban general Epaminondas. Now, cut off from their Messenian lands and their Messenian helots, the Spartans were unable ever to recover the kind of authority and influence in Greece that they had held in the 5th and the early 4th century. It is an absolutely epoch-making battle. In addition to the release of the Messenians and the founding of the city of Messene, in the same year of 369, again in the immediate aftermath of the Battle of Leuctra, the Theban general Epaminondas founded a second city north of Sparta, this one called Megalopolis. And Megalopolis, which simply is Greek meaning big city, was meant to unite all the people of ancient Arcadia, the territory that lay to the northwest of Sparta. By helping them to unite and to form one great city, Epaminondas was clearly attempting to wring the Spartans with a number of powerful and hostile neighbours to keep them locked into Laconia, so they would not be able to move west, blocked by the Messenians, north by the Megapolitans and the Arcadians, and northeast by the power of Argos. So in the 370s, at the end of the 370s then, we find a catastrophic defeat of Sparta, and Sparta clearly and overnight loses its hegemony, its leadership of the Greek states, being invaded by the Thebans. And at exactly the same moment, as a result of their victory, the Thebans under Epaminondas emerge as the most powerful of the Greek states. And yet, in this brief period of the so-called Theban hegemony, in the period of the 360s, what we find is the brutal reality of Greek affairs is that no state can really dominate the rest of Greece. The Thebans can try to impose their will, they may be supported in some places, such as Messenia and Megalopolis, but the rest of the Greek states, the powerful states, Athens, Corinth and so forth, will unite against any single power emerging in the 4th century. And so the same round continues. A new alliance, this time against Thebes. Once again, this alliance ends up in a battle. The battle is in 364. It occurs near Mantinea in the Peloponnese. And the battle is memorable primarily for the way in which it is described by Xenophon, who finishes his discussion of Greek affairs in the 4th century, the Hellenica, as he calls it, by describing this battle and then saying in a memorable phrase, because there was no clear winner of the battle, that after this, the battle produced more confusion than there had been before. And that phrase really could stand as a summing up of the political affairs of the Greeks in the 4th century. By the mid-century, the Greeks have fought themselves to a standstill. There is no clear leader in the Greek world. There is no chance of a clear leader emerging because every time one does, it will be counterbalanced by each of the other powerful states in alliance against the one. The question is, where do we go from here? What is the next possible step? And the answer seems to be that if the Greeks cannot unite and if they cannot find any system other than this one of permanent warfare, then they will have peace imposed from without. And they will be united by an external power.